Okay, so welcome to Endpoint Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on your Tuesday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate, send the fundage, mail your check or money order payable to RBN, mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call in your donation on credit card or debit. To Mike, you can call it into 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. We don't want to keep using PayPal. I'm going to address Mike on this issue. PayPal is going to start discriminating against those that do not concur with the official narrative. But donate in the other ways, and we'll figure something out on PayPal. How about that, Patrick? PayPal is going to start fining you if you do not agree with the politic of the mainstream.
Yeah, that's really something that they've come out with an announcement like that. Of course, early this year, it seems like a long time ago, but there was that Canadian trucker convoy, and they'd raised $10 million plus or minus, which PayPal then decided it would give away to other charities, like Black Lives Matter or whatever. They didn't say which charities, but, you know. And then because of the outrage, they backed off, and they said, okay, well, in that case, we'll just return it to the donators. Well, I mean, returning it, if you're not going to deliver, returning it to the donators is the obvious thing. And giving it to different political groups, if that was something that that PayPal executives even entertained that, let alone announced it, that just shows that PayPal is absolutely no good. And, of course, it's probably not just PayPal. Probably a lot of banks would like to do the same type of thing. Just take your money. Just steal your money.
I think GoFundMe as well. I think the implementation is November 3rd.
Was it GoFundMe or was it PayPal that took the truckers' money?
No, it's PayPal. I'm saying that all of these banks are going to start doing this.
Okay.
November 3rd being the deadline. If your politics don't align up with the official mainstream. So if you're pushing hate, and hate could be, you don't agree with the coronavirus narrative or the Black Lives Matter narrative or the support the Ukraine narrative, they could fine you. If you have a PayPal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk with RBN about that and how we're going to navigate around that.
Yeah. In fact, I am going to post the instructions for how to close your PayPal account. I am going to post that on nationalbugle.com under the finance section. Because I'm starting to resurrect nationalbugle.com, so go there, and you will find it. By the time this program airs, it will be in the finance section.
So I think most of our listeners probably call in their donations to the 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. I think most of our customers, a lot of people only listen on the phone and don't even have internet. So when I say smash that donate, smash that phone number is what I really mean. A lot of things are changing. I wanted to give you my take on Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the correct pronunciation is Kane, isn't it? Kane West?
Or it's Kane, it alternatively Conway. But Conway and Kane, yeah, those are the...
Not to be confused with... Do not confuse with Conway Twitty.
I do.
So, rap singer, black man, probably close to my age, early 40s. So, at first, last week when Kanye did the whole White Lives Matter t-shirt and went on Tucker, I wasn't impressed. I was thinking... Well, this is just some black man supposedly giving me permission to say you know, to address pro-white politics. Very similar to how the Zoomers say that they get an N-word pass. If you're not familiar with that, some Zoomers have black friends who give them a pass. They can say the N-word around them. And I thought this was sort of similar to that. Oh, he's just giving us a pass to be able to advocate for white politics. And I dismissed it, but I've done a 180 because over the weekend in Kanye's DEFCON 3 move, where he's went all out against the Jews, he has addressed Jewish power. I also didn't understand that Kanye had amassed a wealth of approximately $2 billion plus. I didn't know he was that big.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get pretty rich just selling records or doing music, but he's also done this fashion thing, which whatever. I mean, he was selling a white T-shirt for $150, just a plain white T-shirt, which, yeah, you know, looks good when, you know, you put it on with some blue jeans and then you can go hang some drywall in that. So, yeah, they're good. Very well worth the purchase.
I could sell some T-shirts with paint spatter on it sporadically. If anybody wants to buy that, I would sell them for $10 a shirt. Just saying.
Yeah.
So just to put that perspective, I think Michael Jackson's estate was worth $111.5 million. And so he's been gone for a little while, but you know, Michael Jackson sold records and was huge. But Kanye West, apparently all of his net worth is over $2 billion, and that blew my mind. So he's got a lot of FU money, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he's made his money. And even if they cut him off right now, if he lived his life correctly, he could live off of what he's made thus far. But the fact that he's calling out Jewish power and he's been deplatformed from Twitter and Facebook, but that's not the only thing. Because his platform is so big, he has other people talking about it. Now, this is a point that I wanted to bring up. When Kanye was talking about White Lives Matter last week and he went on Tucker, it was only people in the black community that sort of reprimanded him. They're saying, well, this is not helping black people or whatever. They're basically reprimanding him for that. Kanye did not experience the full force of the system until he called out Jewish power. So in other words, a black person, a person of color, I mean, if they say white lives, if they advocate for white politics, they might get a little pushback. Now, if a white person does it, let's say if Liam Neeson did it, if Liam Neeson wore a White Lives Matter T-shirt, he would get a little more blowback, right?
Yes,
but it's not until you. But that's not the third rail. The third rail is talking about Jewish power. When you have a platform, that's when you get completely destroyed. And I think that's what made me do a 180 on this Kanye thing, and I'm like, well, there's something here. This black person who is being completely honest and he's pissed off, quite honestly. And he's, because of his platform and his influence, he's causing other celebrities to have to, deal with this and comment on it. And none of the Jews, I noticed this, none of the rando Jews, went against him when he did Black Lives Matter or a White Lives Matter t-shirt. Only other blacks did. The Jews came out of the woodwork and started attacking him when he talked against Jewish power. So I wanted to get your comments on that as a political science analysis. Touching the third rail, white politics isn't even the third rail. Jewish power is the third rail.
It is. That's absolutely correct. So, yeah, and, you know, we have Tulsi Gabbard, who we'll talk about more in tomorrow's show. She mentioned anti-white racism, and that's going to get you disinvited from some parties and all, but it's not going to bring the full power down. Tucker's has used the term anti-white racism. I think he's come more or less close to it, but talking about Jewish power is the ultimate taboo. And you can look at what Kanye West said or how he said it. You can try to think what his intentions are. And that's all fine. And honestly, I think he's relatively well-intentioned. I don't know how clearly he thinks. He doesn't, as far as I can tell, he doesn't really speak very clearly. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is that he has crossed that line. He has touched the third rail. He has broken this taboo. And either they've got to try to put this back together again, put Humpty Dumpty back together again, or all hell's going to break loose. And I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, white people in this country are so demoralized. They've got Stockholm syndrome. They are gaslit. And frankly, I think for the most part, they're helpless. I think, you know, country folks can survive, but in terms of like saving the whole country, or saving the, you know, white people in some sort of recognizable form, white people, white Americans as a group, are not up to the task of saving themselves. They just aren't. The only way it's going to happen is with help from the outside, help from Russia defeating our enemies, China helping Russia, and then people of color, like Kanye West or Tulsi Gabbard, who is technically a person of color, breaking this taboo and starting to talk. And you know, even, what's her name? Candace Owens. You know, it's a shame, yeah. but white boomers and other white people just aren't going to be willing to say anything unless they can cling to, Candace Owens' apron strings.
Well, I mean, it is like an inward pass, isn't it? Only in this case, it's what Kanye has done. Not only has he given mainstream white America a white politics pass, he's given them a Jewish power pass. Well, so more and more celebrities are going to speak out.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a Jewish power pass. It's more like a Jewish power gauntlet having been thrown down. Is anybody, because it's not as if there's a pass, but he's the one who has, you know, if you're in a hostage situation at a bank, and you just have, you know, that one person or maybe a couple of people who have the guns, and then you got 100 people standing around, he's the one person who's charging. And if a few people follow, I mean, some of them might get injured, but if people follow, they, you know, they can easily take control of the situation. Is anybody going to follow? And so, and it's kind of a gauntlet, whether he knows it or not. Tucker Carlson had him on two nights in a row last week. Tucker Carlson spoke about him to Candace Owens in his show on Monday night, but he didn't talk about the Jewish thing. They only talked about the white thing. And sooner or later, right, he's going to be forced to address the Jewish thing, and how's he going to do it? He will be forced to address the Jewish comments. And what's he going to do?
Black people, to their credit, the intelligent black people like Kanye and like Dave Chappelle, I mean, they tend to be more outspoken. They'll just tell you like it is. Mm. And you push them hard enough and they'll double down. Mm. And so to their credit, I think that's what you're seeing with Kanye. The harder they're pushing him, the more he's doubling down. And he's made his money, so he doesn't have to worry about that. So, you know, like it or not, I mean, that's for all those white nationalists out there. Kanye West has done what no other white celebrity has been willing to do. Mm. And that's that third rail. And here's the deal. It's getting the conversation started. Now celebrities have to deal with this. They have to come out and denounce him, or they have to come out and say, you know what, Kanye's got his right to speak what he speaks.
And then who is the next person who says not only has the right to speak what he wants to speak, but he's actually correct? And maybe it is going to be Dave Chappelle. Maybe, you know, Tucker Carlson or whoever else, they're going to be too timid. But it may be blacks. Maybe black celebrities who have felt that they've been abused and ripped off by their Jewish agents, like Michael Jackson was.
Yeah, I remember Michael Jackson. I mean, all of these blacks know it. I mean, they know that the Jews have pushed gangster rap, violence against, you know, black on black and black on white violence. They push that in their songs. They know that it's the Jewish elite that have dominated the media and have pushed this in rap lyrics. But again, Kanye's the only one that's really, you know, openly spoken of this.
Yeah.
So he's saying what everybody knows, but they're afraid to say.
And it's also significant that he started saying it in the context of being attacked over defending white people. That's also significant because you could see something like this starting, like a black artist complaining about Jews, and then other blacks jumping in and complaining about Jews. Nicki Minaj, maybe they jump in and start complaining about Jews, and then the whole narrative becomes, well, Jews, it's just their white privilege. It's their white privilege, right? But because this started in the context of him defending whites, then that's harder. It's harder to hijack. It'll take a lot more effort to hijack that narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. So at any rate, he has started the conversation on his level, on the level of celebrities that have huge platforms. And so they're going to have to do something with this. They're going to have to either denounce him or back him up on this. And so time will tell. But the point is that it started. Who else was doing White Lives Matter t-shirts? There were more people in public view doing that after Kanye did it.
I don't know. Well, how about Louder with Crowder? Didn't he?
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. That was, what, a year ago or so? 2 years ago? And then... And there was somebody else. There was, like, some... I think it was, like, some sort of Puerto Rican YouTuber who was sitting out in front of strip malls in black neighborhoods saying White Lives Matter. Or maybe it was just all Lives Matter. I'm not sure what he was doing. But I don't know who he is.
So another black man in conservative politics is Jason Whitlock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jason Whitlock put a tweet out. He says, Kanye West and Dave Chappelle, is there a pattern? The industry wants both of them canceled. Black rappers and comedians are free to denigrate black people and white men a million different ways. But there's a line that they better not cross, and everybody knows it. So, yeah, Jason Whitlock has came out in defense of Kanye West's freedom of speech and is sort of on board with him. Whitlock is a conservative black man that has a huge platform on Twitter. So how many more people will come out? That's the question.
And Jason Whitlock is part of the Tucker sphere. He's on Tucker's show often.
Yeah. Yeah. Tucker will bring Jason on when he wants to not seem racist. Look, yeah, I'm saying all these racist things, but I'm not racist because look at this black guy. Right.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of White Lives Matter, I do just want to point out that Mark Collett of Great Britain has a White Lives Matter event every.
Summer's gone, winter's in your eyes. I can feel the thunderstorms inside.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of White Lives Matter, I do just want to point out that Mark Collett of Great Britain has a White Lives Matter event every year. And this past year, he had over 500 people from around the world send in pictures of signs and whatnot saying White Lives Matter. I sent in one. So,
well, Mark Collett.
And white dogs. And white dogs, too.
White dogs matter. I have two white dogs. Mark Collett does a lot of good work in the UK. He is tantamount to the National Justice Party here in America under the rightstuff.biz. They do a lot of good political work. I'm trying to get one of those guys on the show. Maybe we'll get him on one day. But it's always good to put feet to your actions to actually go out and do things. And not just talk about them, right?
Indeed.
So we're in this time where we have this uproar with Kanye West. The whole white politics is coming into question. Questioning Jewish power is coming into question. And this right alongside of possible war. I mean, nuclear war, we are already in World War III. I've said that for a while. But I've got an article here on Poland citizens leaving Belarus. Is there a threat of Poland invading Belarus? That sounds sort of crazy.
It is crazy.
But I've got this from RT, Russia Today. Poland urges citizens to leave Belarus. Warsaw has advised its citizens to get out of Belarus as the Ukrainian conflict escalates. The alert comes as the conflict between Russia and Ukraine intensifies. with Moscow striking infrastructure sites in multiple Ukrainian cities on Monday in response to what it denounced as a terrorist attack by Kiev on the Crimean Bridge, the only structure connecting the peninsula to the Russian mainland. Well, let's get to the meat here. My guy, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, who I totally advocate. I totally advocate Lukashenko and all of his policies. Lukashenko early on Monday claimed that he had been tipped off that Ukraine was plotting a similar attack against his country, suggesting that Kiev's masters in the West were putting them up to the provocation. In preparation, Lukashenko has amassed 15,000 troops near the border of Ukraine, informing the president of Ukraine and other lunatics that should they try anything like the bridge attack in Belarus, the Crimean Bridge will seem like flowers to them. So our guy, my guy, Lukashenko, is coming out and basically, saying that don't try that here in Belarus. We will retaliate. We'll make what Russia did seem like flowers. I have not criticized Lukashenko in the least. He handled the coronavirus thing very well. Ride tractors, play hockey, and drink vodka. Only I did gin instead of vodka. And, I mean, he's an alpha male. He's a man's man. He's got Putin's back. And I can't criticize him on anything, quite honestly. And I really appreciate his response to Poland in this matter. What do you have on this possible Poland invading Belarus?
So, I mean, if you go back hundreds of years in history, these areas we're talking about, Poland and lots of Ukraine and Belarus, these changed hands. You had the Kievan Rus, and then you had the Principality of Moskva or whatever it was. At different times, you had the Grand Duchy of Lithuania. You had Poland, you had a Polish-Lithuanian confederation. And so these areas were changing hands. And the Poles, in fact, even in the 20th century, certain parts of this area were changing hands. So places like Brest, which are in Belarus today, in the 1930s were in Poland. And I'm pretty sure that's the situation. And Vilnius, which is in Lithuania now, had been in, where was it? I guess it was in, was it in Poland too? I mean, the borders have changed. And the Poland after World War II was like shifted over. So a big hunk of German territory was given to Poland. And then what a big hunk of territory that had been Poland between World War I and World War II were annexed by the Soviet Union. Parts of it went into Lithuania. Parts of it went into Belarus. Parts of it went into Ukraine. And so,
truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
NPR says that Biden's bot pardon will help reverse the racist enforcement of the war on drugs. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. So some advocates of the marijuana possession pardon say that the decades-old war on drugs has imprisoned black and brown people at higher rates. Well, that may be true, but it was Biden that championed the 1994 drug laws, which disproportionately attacked crack cocaine over powdered cocaine. And more importantly, with over 100,000 people dying from fentanyl poisoning last year, should marijuana even be on the radar? Fentanyl is now the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. Has anyone ever died from a marijuana overdose? Although I agree with the bot pardon, I would much rather see our federal government spending its time and our money on stomping fentanyl. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Were annexed by the Soviet Union. Parts of it went into Lithuania. Parts of it went into Belarus. Parts of it went into Ukraine. And so when this type of thing happens, there's always going to be people in the country losing out territory that for decades and decades and even centuries to come have their eye on getting that territory back. And the thing about I don't think it's the case in any part in Belarus. I could be mistaken, but in the far western parts of Ukraine, I think there are like around the city of Lvov, I think there's a lot of identification one way or another with Poland rather than with even Ukraine and certainly with Russia. So you might have, it's not too far fetched that Poland might try to jump into this at the end and reclaim some land that it thinks it lost unjustly at the end of World War II. And of course, Poland's a NATO country, but if Poland's attacking another country, that doesn't invoke Article 5. They're on their own. I think it would be
that was my next question. Is Article 5? That was my next question to you.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't invoke Article 5. So the United States has invaded country after country, and that didn't require Italy or Spain or Portugal to come to the United States' aid in invading Iraq, for instance.
Well, as a matter of fact, the United States did that pretty much unipolarly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they did not have the sanction of the UN or NATO.
They, if I'm correct. Right, right. It was not a NATO action. Iraq wasn't a NATO action. It was the coalition of the willing. And I can't remember which countries were willing and which weren't. France, which was at least in the political structures of NATO, wasn't willing. President Chirac in 2002, 2003, he didn't want to go there. And he was right not to.
That's why we, or people in America started saying, don't call them French fries, call them American fries or something gay like that.
Freedom fries. It was freedom
fries. Freedom fries. Fries. How French, gay.
I know, so gay.
But I mean, I've always admired, and Lukashenko was not even on my radar until about 2 years ago with the coronavirus stuff, when he took a stand. And so people could criticize Putin for maybe giving in to the coronavirus narrative a bit. There's a criticism to be had there. But with Lukashenko, I mean, he pretty much has been based from the beginning, not giving in to the coronavirus narrative, not taking money from the world banks to do coronavirus. And now he's taking a stand on this. And I've got the feeling that, you know, he and Putin are on good terms and that they back each other up.
Even though they
disagree on some social issues, they back each other up. And that's important.
Well, one other thing about Lukashenko, and it's important. He's been the leader of Belarus since the mid-90s. But in 1991, when the Soviet Union broke up, it broke up because the the presidents of Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus, which were component republics of the Soviet Union at the time, they met in some forest in Belarus and signed a treaty dissolving the Soviet Union. Now, they didn't actually have the authority to do that, but public opinion was behind Yeltsin. They got away with it, and Gorbachev wasn't going to initiate a massive civil war over it, and so he let it happen. There was, when that treaty was put before the Belarusian National Assembly, and Lukashenko was a member, he was the only person in the National Assembly to vote against dissolving the Soviet Union. Now, you can think whatever you want about the Soviet Union. I would say, in retrospect, given what happened in the 1990s, that he was correct. But even if you don't want to say he was correct, when you are the only person to oppose it, like in a parliament, you're the only person to oppose something that's so big, that's such a big deal, that takes some grandes cajones. Is that how you say it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Big balls.
Cajones grandes? I don't know. My Spanish grammar's not that great.
I think that translates to big balls.
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah, you gotta have respect.
Army hat. That's what I thought it meant, because he does wear a big army hat.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, Lukashenko has been pretty based and consistent in his stance since the 90s, and you got to respect that. Back to the article, Warsaw insisted that we are not participants in this war, declaring Poland a safe country on Monday, even as the government began inspecting some 62,000 bomb shelters for combat readiness. The Eastern European nation of Poland has been one of the most vociferous advocates of the economic and military measures against Russia and its ally Belarus. It was one of the first EU countries to stop giving visas to Russian nationals, and President Duda last week suggested that his country should participate in the U.S. nuclear sharing program, in which Washington stations its own nukes on the territory of its NATO allies, outsourcing the risk of nuclear readiness. So Poland is ready to have nukes on its border. is basically the how that paragraph reads, even though they're claiming to be neutral.
Yeah. You know,
well, I mean,
I just want to say that the, all those Polish jokes, I'm sure those were created by Jews, and I'm not going to participate in an anti-Goy Jewish tradition, but there were an awful lot of Polish jokes.
Well, there's a lot of Slavs in Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Ukraine is not its own country. It's not its own ethnicity. I mean, most Ukrainians are Slavic, as are Russians, Belarusians, and Poles. You get a lot of Slavs.
Yeah. And in terms of the genetics, I can't say anything. In terms of the linguistics, so the Slavic language family is broken into three branches. So you got the Eastern Slav, which may or may not correspond to the people, because, you know, people can switch their languages. But the Eastern Slavic languages are Russian, Belarusian, and Ukrainian. And then you've got the Western Slavic languages, which are like Czech, Slovak, and Polish. Those are the main ones. And then you got the Southern Slavic language, which is Serbo-Croatian, Bulgarian, Macedonian, Slovenian. So the Russian and Ukrainian languages are very similar. I studied Russian, but I never got far enough where I could say, yeah, Russian and Ukrainian are mutually intelligible or whatever. I couldn't say that because I don't know that much of it. But Polish and, like, to learn Russian or Ukrainian as a Pole isn't that hard, but it's not as if you can just, you know, walk across the border and understand everybody. When I was in Eastern Europe, I did see Serbians just go across the border and talk to Bulgarians, and they were talking in their own native languages and could understand each other, as could, like, Norwegians and Danes. They could manage to understand each other. But Poles and Russians can't. I would think that Russians and Ukrainians probably could, but I'm not an authority.
Well, moving on to other headlines. Also under Russia Today, RT, Ukraine is preparing for a full-on control over the media as the last vestiges of press, of freedom of press disappear in Kiev. This is a bill approved by the Rada will finally finish off freedom of speech in the Ukraine. While fierce battles continue to rage between the Ukraine and Russian armies in Donbass and Kherson region in Zaporizhzhia, the Kiev regime is busy eradicating the last vestiges of freedom of speech in the country. On August 30th, Ukraine's Uberstamp parliament, the Rada, passed a bill on the media at the first reading, despite the numerous changes that the 300-page document has undergone since Vladimir Zelensky's team developed and submitted it a few years ago. Its essence remains unchanged. If it becomes law, the authority's power over virtually all outlets will be essentially limitless. So in this brutal democracy of the Ukraine, you have a full-on onslaught against freedom of the press. And only media outlets that would advocate for the Ukraine's government and their official narrative, those are the ones that would be accepted, and all others would be banned under this law. Do you have a little comment on that? Ukraine being a brutal, brutal democracy.
I know it's an R democracy. It's a very brutal R democracy, and it's our values. Our values, our democratic values, are making sure that nobody can voice opposing views. That's why they share our democratic values.
Yeah. So I mean, how can they claim to be a democracy when they're denying freedom of press? if any media doesn't adhere to the Ukraine's official narrative, they are basically swatted down, and they're not allowed to voice their opinions, and they can actually be jailed.
Yeah. Well, it's all getting very, everything's getting very dicey. Well, of course, the thing is, the Ukraine, it's not going to last. This isn't going to last. The heat's getting turned up. You've had this week a bunch of missile strikes all over Ukraine from Russia, and they're turning up the heat, and they've got a, there's a new sheriff in town. They've actually got a commander for Ukraine, whereas before everything was being run from, I guess, run from the war room in the Kremlin or whatever. But now they're going to have a commander on the ground in Ukraine.
It's the, a hard the Russian guy. Forces. The Russian the forces Russian. Have a new commander.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't have an old commander. They had, it was being run, apparently, it was being run from Moscow, and you had, you know, different commanders in different parts of Ukraine, but now there's going to be one unified command in Ukraine, not in Moscow, but it will be in Ukraine of Russian forces, and he's a no-nonsense guy, and he's a take-orders guy, and I think his orders are just win this thing at this point. I think they had to have kid gloves on for the past 8 or 9 months for a variety of reasons, including keeping together this economic coalition of China and India and all these other countries that, you know, some of these countries, China and India among them, have independence movements going on in their own borders. And the idea of rewriting borders is something that's kind of scary to them. But I think it over the past 7 months, eight months, it's getting to the point where they see that there's really no option. Russia doesn't have an option, and it's got to step up, and it's got to annex territory, and got to put an end to these global homo infringements on their own sovereignty.
Yeah, so the bill mentioned in RT, the main danger the bill represents is that it grants government agencies the authority to block internet resources without any court proceedings, and revoke licenses from any broadcast and print media solely on the basis of the complaints. The huge power would be vested in the National Council for television and radio broadcasting. This on the heels of Ukraine banning any party that would go against the official narrative of the Ukrainian government against Russia. So, I mean, the Ukraine has proved to be an all-out dictatorship, really, under Zelensky, under the Jewish ruler Zelensky. Yeah. And he's backed up by the West, Victoria Nuland, Blinken and the like. So this really is a war of the Jews against the West, or the Jews against Russia in this particular case.
And well, it's the Jews against Russia, but also, as you see with the bombing or the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline, they're you know, just as they're willing to sacrifice Ukraine in order to get at Vladimir Putin, they're willing to sacrifice Germany. They're willing to sacrifice Holland and other Italy, other European countries,
and the people of Germany are not on board. I mean, there's been tens of thousands of people protesting, you know, the closure of the Nord Stream, even before it was bombed. So, I mean, the German people do not want to, they don't want to participate in this exercise. You know, they don't want to give up their heat and their conveniences for this war in Ukraine. And it's just a matter of time before the populace of Europe goes against their own government. And I think this might be the catalyst to do so.
It could be. And, you know, we've got 4 weeks before the midterm elections, and this sounds really cynical, but, you know, I don't think there's any chance of any kind of military victory for Ukraine, and things could fall apart really fast.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It is useless to resist us.
You know, I don't think there's any chance of any kind of military victory for Ukraine, and things could fall apart really fast. Maybe they'll drag on for another 6 months. They could fall apart really fast. And if things fall apart before the midterm elections, and if you're not listening to RBN, if you're just watching NBC News and exposed to the mainstream, even if you're watching Fox News. Probably. The only show I watch is Tucker Carlson. But, you know, when I see MSN or Yahoo News or whatever, when I see mainstream sources, everything is about how Russia's losing. Everything. When Russia bombs the government buildings in Kiev, it's a sign of their weakness. Everything's a sign of their weakness. Everything is Putin has his back to the wall, and so he has to annex this territory. Everything is evidence that Ukraine is winning, and winning hard. And so what happens then if, you know, you get an Afghanistan-style collapse? What happens? Or not, it wouldn't even be Afghanistan-style, but it would just be a collapse, a total collapse of the narrative. And Zelensky leaves the country. If Zelensky goes into exile, then what happens? If he's overthrown, what happens? If the colonels or whoever winds up taking over Ukraine in some sort of junta, if they negotiate a settlement with Russia, then what happens? If this happens before the midterm elections, you would have a massive collapse for the Democratic Party. The Biden, I don't think he would necessarily be impeached, but he might wind up resigning. And what happens to Victoria Nuland? What happens to these people who have been involved in this project? Careers. And I think these people are more, they are willing to risk nuclear holocaust rather than risk losing their jobs.
Well, Russia's demonstrated very clearly that it can up the ante when it wants to, in response to the bombing of the Crimean Bridge. They've hit key targets in Kiev, and they've showed very clearly that they can up this anytime they want to, and that Putin has been restrained. I mean, he has been up until this point. So this is just a little taste of how of how the ante can be upped from the Russian side if this continues on. And my prediction, I'm going to hold to it, that I think Russia is going to go all out before the winter sits in, and that they're going to take all of the Ukraine. That's just my personal prediction.
It could happen, and to get unconditional surrender. If they got an unconditional surrender, I don't know if they'd necessarily annex the entire country. Who knows? I don't know what's in their head. I think there are some parts of Ukraine that are more attractive than other parts. I don't know if they would really want the area around Lvov with all the pro-Polish people. They might just want to spit them out. Who knows? But we're coming up at the end of our time.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, Patrick. You stay classy. And part two of Patrick and Jeremy tomorrow on National Bugle Radio, 1 p.m. Central. Be there, be queer.
Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.